Happy Wednesday morning. It's the show on 91.5 and KJZZ.org in Phoenix with Lauren Gilger. I'm Steve Goldstein. Coming up later on this hour, Democratic Representative Daniel Hernandez tells us why he's unhappy that Governor Ducey has sent National Guard troops to the border, and a New York-based investment firm is buying up a lot of lower-priced homes in the Valley.
But first, teachers around the state staged a walk-in this morning. We spoke with Noah Karvelas, co-founder of Arizona Educators United, yesterday, and he told us 1,000 schools in the Valley would participate in the demonstration, where teachers leave the classroom to meet on or near campus and talk with community members about their needs and their demands for increased funding for education in the state and more pay for teachers. So KJZZ sent reporters to the East and West Valleys to capture what is happening today on these school campuses. First up, we have reporter Casey Kuhn, who headed to the West Valley this morning. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So tell us, where'd you go?
So I went to Ironwood High School, which is in Glendale, but it's actually a part of the Peoria Unified School District. Bright and early, around 6:30 this morning, teachers, staff, community members, students, dogs, they all showed up to the nearby park. And the first to show up were actually a group of students who want to be teachers, including 18-year-old Sydney Roach, who also has a parent that works in the district.
Teachers impact everyone that exists in our future. They touch everyone in some way at any age from so many different walks of life. And if we want to change our future, we start with kids.
And she was just one of what I would say is like 30 or 40 students who actually came out to walk before school. They brought their own homemade signs. They had cutouts to take pictures in. And they even brought a big poster board for people to sign about why they support the Red for Ed movement, which is very student-like.
Yeah. So Governor Doug Ducey said this week that he will not meet with teachers, but rather policymakers and administrators. And he called this whole movement a political circus. Was there any frustration about that that you heard?
Yeah, so I did ask a few people. Some weren't really aware of what he'd said. Others were frustrated. But this movement, I will say, has given some local politicians, mainly Democrats, a place to come out and kind of stump. This morning, State Senator Martin Quezada came out to talk to those gathering at Ironwood. I saw on social media a candidate for Arizona's 8th Congressional District, Haral Tipirneni, came out. But the effort itself was organized by this movement is all teacher-led. It's important to note how fast this spread through teachers at more than, like you said, 1,000 schools across the Valley. It's also through social media. The organizing group started just last month, so it's not hard to see that there was a powder keg of frustration that was ready to go, and this Red for Ed movement was, and other states, of course, doing this was kind of the spark. And I even have so many teacher friends on Facebook, you know, that had their stories to tell me and wanted me to come out to their schools. And I wish I could have been at all of them, but this is where I ended up and it was pretty big. And for example, Ironwood history teacher Justin McClellan, he's frustrated and he's quitting his job after 15 years of teaching.
I've been frozen 10 of the 15 years and the raises that I did get weren't competitive with inflation. So it forced me to look at some other avenues. So I picked up some second jobs, a third job, and the private sector.
And of course, he's not the only teacher I talked to who had to take up another job to support their family.
Right, right. So we heard about some students coming out. So what was the support like? Are we going to see teachers walk out soon?
Yeah, that's a great question. I did talk to one band parent. I talked to a retired teacher of 30 years, talked to a community member who had grandkids in the district. And I would say, and like 90% of all the people I saw were wearing red. And that's not just the ralliers, the high school students, the elementary students. I saw that they all had like red bows and tutus. They were, I mean, everybody is coming out to support this. As far as the strike or a walkout, like we've said before, the whole point for these walk-ins is to get a tally of how many people support this movement. Mm-hmm. Every organizer had some kind of handout or poster with like a scannable QR code or a website URL and encouraged everybody who came out to check in online. And I saw a lot of that happening on Twitter. So, and the second grade teacher at Desert Valley Elementary, who organized her walk-in across the street from the high school, said to everybody gathered around that it's not an if, but when teachers are going to walk out.
All right, that's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Casey, thanks.
Thank you.
And now we turn to KJZZ's Mariana Dale, who covered Red for Ed in the East Valley this morning. And Mariana, I hear your morning started especially early today.
Yes, it was, I think, about as early as you guys tend to get up. So I was at a fitness class at 5:30 a.m. this morning. This is not for me. This was actually to see a teacher. He not only teaches fitness, but he also teaches elementary school. He teaches fifth grade. And that's something he does not just because he likes it, but because he actually has to do that, he says, to make ends meet. And so from there, he taught his class. I followed along with him. And then he headed out to his school, which is Wildfire Elementary in the Paradise Paradise Valley Unified School District. And there was a demonstration there as well. I would say at least 100, if not more, parents, students, and teachers gathered right before school started.
And we have a little sound from that.
We are 50!
Make us number one!
Mariana, what was the mood like there?
Yeah, that was Mr. Haynes right there. You can tell he's used to, you know, getting people ramped up. I thought saw his enthusiasm throughout the day. And that reference in that chant, the We Are 50, that's in a reference to teacher pay. Now, there's a lot of different statistics out there. That particular one is actually from the Morrison Institute at ASU. They did a study comparing teacher salaries around the country. They found that adjusted for cost of living, elementary school teacher pay came in 50th. And so despite some of those facts, which I guess aren't necessarily happy facts for teachers, there was a lot of enthusiasm. People were really upbeat and really pleased to just see a lot of support from their students, from their parents, from their teachers. Just down the road at Pinnacle High School, I met James Marshall. He's actually a counselor. So this is really indicated to me that this is not just teachers. This is other support staff within schools. They see this as an education funding issue, not just a teacher salary issue. Now, James was in the military, very service-oriented guy, and he feels really strongly that it's time for the state to give back to them what teachers have been giving to teachers have been giving to their students all along.
It's our way of helping the kids. The more funding we get, the more we can help the kids, is how I feel about it. Not just for our pay, but for the schools in general.
I'm curious if the teachers you talked to heard Governor Ducey's comments yesterday and what they thought of his quote-unquote political theater comment. The governor called the Red for Ed political theater and said the teachers should quote, know the facts.
So people were aware of that, and I think that was really annoying to a lot of them because they have had experiences either whether they're new in the profession and they're now realizing that they can't pay their student loans, they can't pay their rent every month without taking on extra jobs, or if they've been in the profession for decades, 10, 20, 30 years, and either they've been working multiple jobs this whole time or just that they've had to make a lot of sacrifices. And so for people, this is a reality of their everyday situation. This is a job that they love. It's their livelihood. And even those teachers at the Paradise Valley School District, they acknowledge that they have higher salaries than other schools protesting. But they feel like in participating in this movement, they're not just raising awareness for themselves, but they're raising awareness for other districts in Arizona who we might not hear from as often. And someone who really expressed that was Julie Schenk. She's a fifth grade teacher at Fireside Elementary.
Our conditions at Fireside and even at Pinnacle are pretty good, but other schools in this state have the most unbelievable conditions. Rats in the classroom, desks that are falling apart, books that don't even support their curriculum. And so we need to support everybody in the state.
That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale, who covered Red for Ed in the East Valley today. Mariana, thanks very much for being on the scene.
Thank you.
And KJZZ will, of course, continue to follow the Red for Ed protest today and in the future.